You're listening to Civic Media. You can tune into any of our live shows on any radio station across the state with the Civic Media app. Find us in your phone's app store and listen anytime, anywhere. This is your WCQM Daily News Roundup for 98Q Country 98.3 FM and Trail Mix 103.1 FM and 980 AM WPFP in Park Falls.
Civic Media News. I'm Joel Karnick. We're brought to you by Minocqua Chevrolet, your hometown Chevy dealer, now 100% locally owned. Built on trust, dependable service, and real community values. Visit them on Highway 51 South or at MinocquaCars.com. Tomorrow, a very special day at the Park Falls Farmers Market. It is Children's Day at the Farmers Market. They do this once a year at Christ the Servant Lutheran Church. So tomorrow, bring the kids on down. Kids will have the opportunity to plant, to tour emergency vehicles, and receive market dollars to shop and to meet the people who grow their food. That's 2 to 5:30 tomorrow at Christ the Servant Lutheran Church right here in Park Falls, and that's going on from 2 until 5:30 as a part of the normal farmers market here in Park Falls. Gas prices continue to fall here in the state of Wisconsin, while going up slightly nationwide. Lisa Hale has more on this story.
In Wisconsin, it will cost you an average of $2.88 a gallon for gas, a decrease of 4.1 cents per gallon from last week. Nationally, the price has risen almost a cent to $3.10 a gallon. Patrick DeHaan, the head of petroleum analysis at Gas Buddy, said oil prices are hovering around the $65 a barrel range, and gas demand is easing up as the summer wanes. He believes we'll continue to see a decline as we approach Labor Day, as long as there's no hurricane activity to disrupt supply.
If you enjoy live music, we've got plenty for you this week. What a week of live music, including Wednesday Night Live, Wednesday night at Old A Memorial Park right in downtown Park Falls. That'll feature the music of Hip Pocket, 6 o'clock Wednesday night. Thursday, couple of options. You can go to Harvorama out at Empty Pockets, right on Highway 13 north of Park Falls. Shane Kronberger Band and Family and others will perform there Thursday night. And in Phillips at Elk Lake Park, it is their Thursday Music in the Park with the Strummin' Drummer. That'll start at about 6 o'clock Thursday night in Phillips. And of course, the weekend full of free music for you right there at Flamborama on the north side of Park Falls. Friday at 5, you'll have music by Small Town Famous, followed by Chris Cruzy. And then Saturday, you'll go back-to-back, of course, with music at 5 o'clock by that 90s band, followed by the music of Moniker. And then Sunday, it's Robbie V. Lots of live music for you all around the Northwoods coming up this weekend. You can always check out more info about these events at 98qcountry.com/events. Did you know that the DNR has adaptive equipment that you can borrow? Melissa Kay has the story.
The Wisconsin Department of Natural Resources reminds visitors that state parks, forests, and recreation areas offer a variety of universal recreation options across the state. With July being Disability Pride Month, the DNR is reminding of the equipment available to borrow, such as adaptive kayaks, all-terrain wheelchairs and beach wheelchairs, and amenities such as accessible fishing piers, universal play areas, and barrier-free accessible cabins for camping.
Find more news at civicmedia.us.
It's the Brewers and the Cubs. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with Sports Baseball Tonight as the crew hosts the Cubs in Game 2 of their series. Milwaukee with a win last night, 8-4, but a rough start for Jacob Mizorowski. The Miz giving up 3 runs and throwing 40 pitches in the top of the first. Was it as rough as it looked?
I mean, yeah, it's a long inning, so everything, you know, sucks. Really start feeling a little loose, you know, and every pitch keeps in the way just so that little bit. Definitely the settling down and getting the 10 outs. Thought I did my job and getting us in a position that we can succeed.
Brewers manager Pat Murphy.
First inning, we're down 3-0. He feels horrible. His adrenaline. I learned a lot about him, and it just goes to show you the kid can pitch, not just throw.
NFL. Packers training camp continues with practice and pads. Running back Marshawn Lloyd injured in the first set of downs after being clobbered by former Raiders defensive back Nate Hobbs. Lloyd ended up sitting out the rest of practice. With sports, I'm Mike Clemens.
On your entertainment beat, I'm Pete Schwabba. As far as episodic TV goes, nothing gets me more excited than a well-done cop show. There have been two spinoffs so far from the Amazon Prime cop show Bosch, a show about a stubborn, uncompromising police detective played by Titus Welliver. In a new cop show, Welliver heads up the cast in Westies. According to Collider, Welliver plays Glenn Keenan, a Vietnam vet and gritty beat cop. The story is set in the early 80s in Hell's Kitchen in New York and follows the Westies, a real-life Irish street gang, as they try to carve out a piece of the action despite being a much smaller force than the Mafia's five families of New York. Welliver calls his character deeply corrupt and very dark, but also nuanced. Joining him in the cast are J.K. Simmons, Tom Brittany, Jessica Francis Duke, and just added additions Sarah Bulger and Stanley Morgan. The Westies will drop on MGM Plus sometime in 2026. Phineas and Ferb are coming back in 2026. Season 5 is currently on the air, but it's being called a revival. At Comic-Con last week in San Diego, the producers celebrated said revival of the Disney show, which launched 10 new episodes June 5th, and announced that the next batch of episodes will drop next year. Phineas and Ferb debuted in 2007, but went off the air in 2015. The USA Network has announced it has canceled Resident Alien, despite the show carving out a nice following over its four seasons. The announcement was made right before the season 4 finale last week. The sci-fi comedy is about an alien who is also a doctor in a small town and tries to conceal his identity. The show is based on a book of the same title. Executive producer Chris Sheridan says he wasn't totally caught off guard by the surprise, and for what it's worth, says the season 4 finale episode is his favorite of the whole series. During the recent SNL 50th anniversary show, Dan Aykroyd was a notable absence. He has finally come forward with why he did not attend the celebration broadcast. Putting it very simply, the 73-year-old Aykroyd said he wanted to sit with his family and eat his own popcorn while he got to watch the nostalgic fun. South Park creators Trey Parker and Matt Stone went there in the season premiere of season 27. They discussed the episode during Comic-Con, as well as their struggles with Paramount to get the show on the air as it was seen. During the episode, the writer showed a naked commander-in-chief walking through the desert and did not blur over any private parts, albeit pretty cartoonish private parts. The writing team said they argued back and forth with Paramount for 4 days about what they would show and what they wouldn't. But in the end, Parker and Stone were unrelenting and got their way. The writers say they are fully expecting to be sued by a certain Oval Office resident. For more showbiz fun, tune in to Nightlight with me, Peach Waba, weeknights from 6 to 8 p.m. on the Civic Media Radio Network.
It is going to be mostly sunny today. A little smoky haze from those Canadian wildfires. Our high right around 80. Tonight will drop down into the mid-50s. Tomorrow will be mostly sunny with a high in the mid to upper 70s. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Currently, it's 69.
That's your WCQM and WPFP Daily News Roundup from Civic Media. Subscribe to this podcast on Spotify, Apple, or wherever you find your podcasts. Find more news at 98qcountry.com or trailmix.fm. The national news cycle never stops, but it can be hard to find news about your local community. Civic Media is dedicated to providing quality local and state news coverage across Wisconsin. With the Civic Media app, you can get notifications about local stories that matter to you and your community. Find the free Civic Media app in your phone's app store and choose notifications from the menu to tell us what kind of news you want to hear about.